The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen, House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner, calling on President Biden to declassify what he describes as a, quote, serious national security threat. Two sources familiar with deliberations on Capitol Hill say this intelligence has to do with the Russians wanting to put a nuclear weapon into space. Today, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's taking the rare step to meet with top congressional leadership about the issue.
I personally reached out to the Gang of Eight. It is highly unusual, in fact, for the National Security Advisor to do that. I did that.
No word yet on if the Senate will hold an impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The House impeached Mayorkas last night over his handling of border policy. The slim margin, just one vote. Democrats call it a political stunt. And a standoff in Washington, D.C., now in its sixth hour. D.C. Metro say three officers were shot while trying to serve a warrant at a home over alleged animal cruelty. This is ABC News. Americans aren't just spending more time on dating apps this Valentine's Day. They're also spending more cash.
$206 million. That's how much money Americans spent on dating apps last month. It's a new record, according to Randy Nelson from Data AI.
Subscription offerings that you might pay for on a monthly or yearly basis, but at the same time, they'll have, you know, depending on the app, a certain number of one-off transactions.
Globally, that figure is around $500 million. Installs were also up. There were about 13 million dating app downloads in January. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Lyft has expanded its program that matches female and non-binary riders to similarly identified drivers. Women Plus Connect is now available in New York, Los Angeles, and Miami, as well as other locations. The opt-in feature is designed to increase customer and driver safety. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. The State Assembly passes a Republican tax cut package.
Four bills include an expansion of the state's second lowest tax bracket. Representative Terry Katzma of Oostburg.
So this is broad-based. This is middle class.
But will it be middle class enough for Governor Tony Evers to sign Majority Leader Tyler August of Lake Geneva?
He continues to say things like, oh, I want a middle class tax cut.
That's exactly what this package is.
The other bills exempt up to $75,000 of retirees' income and expand tax credits for married filers and for those with children. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Joined by one Democrat in each chamber, Republicans in the state assembly and Senate passed legislative district maps drawn by the Democrat Governor Evers. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss dismissed Democrats' concerns that the move was a ploy to set up a court challenge and expressed confidence that Republicans can still win.
They are clearly drawn in a way to help Democrats, but I still think we can win because we have a better message.
Republican lawmakers were responding to an order from the liberal majority in the state Supreme Court in December to redraw the legislative districts. Evers indicated last week he would sign the maps if they were not altered by lawmakers. A health alert for students who attended a Madison high school.
The Madison School District is warning parents and students who attended Vell Phillips Memorial High School last spring that a former student had an active case of tuberculosis. The disease is highly contagious, and even though it has been several months since the student was in the building, Public Health Madison-Dane County will help parents with safety plans. Contact tracing is complete, and anyone who might have had exposure has been notified. Earlier this month, a UW-Madison student tested positive for tuberculosis, prompting campus health officials to notify more than 700 people who may have been exposed to the student. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches, and the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Tough day in the grain markets. Wheat and soybeans closed with double-digit losses, and corn futures fell to another new contract low. Cattle complex was under heavy pressure, but lean hog futures caught a bid and erased last week's losses. And it might be hard to believe, but cotton futures accelerated the rally again.
With love from Louisville via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net, and later, Tony Whisker from Great Plains. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. Now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. We're on the floor, man.
We are on the floor.
Well,
big
you know,
time.
on the expo floor, on the trade show floor.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
But maybe you and Big Apple had gotten an early start today, maybe.
No, not at all. We are at the 2024 National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. A big thank you to Great Plains for making it possible to bring you coverage from Louisville. It's kind of a typical show here, Davis.
Okay.
Number one, it's huge. We talked about that this morning with Ryan Bivens during the Farmer Forum, 1.2 million square feet under a roof with all kinds of shiny equipment, including all the tillage and seeding equipment here at Great Plains. And it's all so shiny, dude.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It just makes me want some.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I see all kinds of stuff that would look really good out at the acreage.
Uh-huh. You might consult with Machinery Pete, you know, before you pull the trigger.
Well,
just make sure you're getting the right implement for your needs.
We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
For today, I think I'd rather just, you know, why not? Why not?
You're ogling is what you're doing. You're ogling.
You'd rather have it than not, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Tough day in the markets, dude. Just did not feel good at all. New contract lows in corn, new lows for the move in beans, new contract lows in HRW. It was a tough day. But you look at what happened in the cotton market, and I'd kind of like to say that maybe cotton is showing us something that could happen, just okay. Simply in, you know, and a bit of a battle for some acres, but there's no guarantee of that for the year ahead. We'll talk with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net about that in a bit. All right, let's get to the markets. What do you got, man?
Chip, March soft red winter wheat futures opened in near session highs and closed low range and at the lowest level since November 28. Front month SRW did, however, respect support at the January 18 low of 573 and one quarter. March hard red futures traded through support at the Jan 18 low to score a new contract low. The lack of a serious supply side issue in the global wheat market, even with the war in Ukraine entering its third year, is a weight on prices. Since July 1st, exports from Ukraine have reached 26.3 million metric tons. Chip, that's down 3.4 million tons from a year ago, but well above levels many market watchers had feared. March HRW wheat futures 6¾ cents lower, 587¾. March SRW wheat down 12 cents, 585½. March spring wheat closed at 661¼. Chip, that's down 10½ today.
Yeah, it was a tough day all the way around. There's no question about it. And when you look at that HRW market in particular, with the move that it made to the downside with the new contract lows, it feels like downside momentum is building.
Well, Chip, March corn futures opened on session highs and closed near session lows, with March futures closing below 425 for the first time. Ethanol production in the weekend at Feb 9 averaged 1.083 million barrels per day. That's up 50,000 barrels from the previous week and 6.8% above the same week last year. Ethanol stocks have rebuilt quickly, up 1.03 million in the week to 25.81 million barrels. Crop watchers in Argentina note a turn to drier weather, but crop conditions still generally favorable. March corn futures 6½ cents lower today, 424¼. May corn dipped 6, 437¼. July corn futures closed at 447¼. That's down 5¼, Chip.
What was that close in the March contract again?
Is that right? Down 6½, 424¼.
Did yeah, just four. No, just under 4¼.
Yeah.
Oh man, you know, it's not like it's a surprise that the corn market has been under pressure, but to see those psychological levels like 4¼ get checked now, that it reminds you again of just how tough this market is.
Well, it's a little hard to process. I can confirm. Yeah. March bean futures posted a high range open and a low range close. Today's settlement in front month beans was the lowest since May 31st. Soybean meal futures traded higher early in the session but turned lower at mid-morning as soybeans extended losses. Harvest is advancing in Brazil, and the weather forecast calls for more rains on the later developing crops. The downside momentum in soybean futures has spread throughout the soy complex, this despite recent gains in Malaysian palm oil futures. March soybeans 15¾ cents lower, 11.70½. May beans down 15½ cents to 11.76¼. July closed at 11.86¼, down 15¼ cents.
Yeah, and absolutely no help from the product markets today. March soybean oil down 95 points, 46.35. And March bean meal down $1.50, 343.30.
Let me run these real quick. March cotton 196 points higher, 93.48. April fat cattle $1.10 lower, 184. March feeders 177½ lower, 246.22½. And April lean hog futures $3.45 higher at 84.52½. Chip, over to you.
Yeah, there you go. Nice move in the in cotton and in that hog market there. All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
Great. I feel like I had 2 colonoscopies today.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. You feel that way. You should talk to some of the farmers that we're talking to down here at National Farm Machinery Show. They feel more than, you know, maybe double that.
I understand, and look, it makes no sense. But right now, the sellers are in so much control. And of course, everybody's making it easy for them to sell. There's really no buy-in. The equities, even with the couple of days of sales, are rallying back again, which takes away new money that would rotate over there. It's an ugly picture. At some point, it will change. At what price, I have no idea. But I'm certainly concerned that there's more weight below. And we haven't seen a big flush yet. We've seen just a steady. Every time I talk to you, we're down 10 more cents, 8 more cents, 6 more cents. We need one final flush to force the markets to turn. And right now, this slow grind lower is just, it's a true bear market. This is how bear markets trade. And the only way we're going to get out of it is by what they call a rip-your-face-off rally that will force all the shorts up. But right now, they're in total control. And it doesn't matter what news comes out, they're going lower until they don't. And it's unfortunate because I'm trying to store myself, and it's not a very good feeling.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know, you just said something that you haven't said. Boy, it's been a while since I've heard you say it. It's easy to sell these markets. We need to get past that. We need to, you know, I said it last week. I just want the funds to stop selling. That's step number one now, right?
Yeah, 100%. We have to force them to stop selling. The only way we can do that is to get a big rally. And right now, with all the rules, regulations, and government and everything else going on, they're making it impossible for the farming community to make any money right now. They're forcing prices down with a lot of their restrictions and rules and laws and Fed and all right, everything. Buddy. Nothing is good for the economy. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
Scott Horwitz, Bubba Trading. We got Matt Bennett next.
Are you ready to diversify your farm income? Sweetwater Technologies, powered by GRIP, is offering the next generation of agricultural entrepreneurs turnkey, owner-operated drone business partnerships. Together, we can grow and empower agricultural communities through technological solutions. It is our vision to build economic growth for future generations. Apply today to become a business partner and join our journey on the road to 1 million acres at sweetwatertechnologies.com.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
All right. We are live at the National Farm Machinery Show down in Louisville. Looking forward to a conversation with Matt Bennett coming up here in just a few minutes. And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us today. As I mentioned, we are live at the National Farm Machinery Show down in Louisville, Kentucky. And we're going to get to that conversation with Matt Bennett here in just a moment. But first, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Steve Jones, the Great Plains East Region Sales Manager. Steve, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing good, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
Good, good, good. Sustainability has always been part of Great Plains history. It's part of the fabric that makes up the company. It's got to have a major influence on what directs this company going forward, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Just to put some backstory to that, Chip, yeah. You know, our history has just been so well-founded in the Harvest Starts Here message, the tagline that goes with our product. And the Harvest Starts Here goes really into the sustainability that you talk about. To the point that where we need our products, that we're going to go in and reset soil profiles, you know, after the combine leaves the field, but then also come back in the spring and create that perfect seed bed so that we're getting optimized yields, you know, out of that crop, so that, you know, we increase, you know, profitabilities for our growers. So yeah. It's so ingrained in our company.
Steve, the thing is, in with today's farmers, and I'm not saying that this wasn't always the case, but I think it's more true today than what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. If that piece of equipment doesn't pay for itself, it's not going to stay on the farm very long.
100%. You're right. It ain't going to stay there long if it doesn't. Right. If it doesn't have a return on investment, an ROI, it ain't staying.
So how do you use that input from producers to come up with the innovations that you have here at Great Plains?
I think a lot of it comes back to that agronomic principles that we want to look at, and we dive into it, you know, almost on a daily basis. We use a lot of third-party companies or third-party analysts to help us, you know, with problem solving, you know, the problems that we're seeing, you know, build into to poor yields, mm-hmm. so that we can innovate, you know, products that are going to turn those, you know, down profits into an actual profit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Very much so.
Very good. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome, Chip.
All right.
You.
Yep. That is Steve Jones, Great Plains East Region Sales Manager. Again, thank you to Great Plains for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from the National Farm Machinery Show. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. You've got the enviable position of trying to explain what in the heck is going on in the markets. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
But as far as explaining it, the problem is that the funds just don't want to own these. I mean, they don't own much of anything right now,
honestly,
as far as commodities go.
Honestly, Bubba has not said it's easy to sell.
Right.
In these, I haven't heard him. I mean, Davis, catch me if I'm wrong on this, but I haven't mm-hmm. heard him, you know, utter those words for months that it's easy to sell.
Right.
And, okay. Maybe now that we're finally saying it, could we be getting close?
It's possible. I mean, obviously, we're oversold. We know that.
Yeah.
We've been oversold for a while. The problem is that you're looking at a situation where you've got the most stocks we've seen since 2018.
Yeah.
I've talked about this some lately. And, you know, the average cash price that year was like 366. And so that was on the way out of the doldrums. We were starting to kind of build some demand, of course. But you're in a pretty tough spot right now in that if you don't have issues with the safrinha crop, the kind of acreage we're tossing around, and we've seen the survey, I think the average is like 91.8. If you have 91.8, that's still too many acres.
Right. You know, we've been talking about the safrinha crop for quite some time. Last year's big safrinha corn crop helped to get us where we're at today, just because Brazil was then in a position to take some of a chunk of the export demand, the market share away from the U.S. Is that safrinha crop? And you said it earlier when we were just talking, you don't wish ill on anyone, even a competitor.
Right.
But, you know, maybe when nobody else is looking, you kind of think to yourself, that's our best chance of turning this market around at this point, isn't it?
It's our best first shot. And go,
okay.
I see three things. It'd be the safrinha crop. You know, obviously they've got less corn going in the ground. They didn't want to put as much corn in the ground. They were planting more soybeans again this year and more cotton. They saw this coming. They didn't want to put the money into the corn crop. If they, on top of that, would have issues, and obviously their weather's been wonky this year to say the least.
Yeah.
If they have issues with the safrinha crop and that dry season sets in a little earlier, I'm here to tell you that that could be supportive. Now, what does that mean? Maybe you don't go under four. I mean, I don't think you go to five just based on Safrina. You probably need to piggyback wow. onto acreage and potential issue as far as U.S. Production well, goes because of your stock situation domestically and worldwide.
Now, if it would turn into another 150 million bushels of demand for U.S. corn in the export market, then, you know, it's like we always say, does Brazil have a drought if it doesn't turn into more demand for U.S. beans, U.S. corn? Well, right. If it actually turns into demand, then it makes a big difference.
Right. And we're competitive today. You yeah. know, FOB prices for corn versus Argentina and Brazil, very competitive. We've got the most readily available supply, of course, of any of the three of us. And so my thought process is if this Safrina crop, let's say it gets cut 15 to 20%, and I'm not saying it will. If it does, I agree with you. You're yeah. going to have another 150 show up there. I think you see another 50 out of corn usage for ethanol. That's my yeah. thoughts and my team's thoughts. So now maybe you get to carry below 2 billion, which would be, as far as just a thought process thing, make everyone feel
right.
a little bit better. But then you've got to worry about what acreage might look like. And we all know that we had a fantastic fall. Everyone was able to get the work done that they really wanted to get, you know, especially in the heart of the Corn Belt. And so I think we quantified a lot of corn acres, and I've got to think corn acres are going to be a little big for what we need.
Yep. I didn't say this to you earlier because I wanted to get your reaction when we were on the air. The problem that I've got with the corn market right now, my biggest problem, is that demand is way stronger than any supply side issue.
Right.
So if we're going to turn this market around based on a problem with the Safrina corn crop, you better sell that rally.
Absolutely, because a supply-led rally doesn't have any staying power. Exactly. You know that, and I know that. And so people said, what do we have to do to get this demand base built up? Well, same thing we did to break it.
Yeah.
You know, we went up way too high, and we really hurt demand, encouraged more supply from the rest of the world. We need to get to a level that's probably too low, and everyone says, hey, we're going to pile on here. There are some things that could happen, longer-term stuff. A lot of folks have talked about this SAF thing. If the federal government does stand behind and you get the, you know, the tax credits for corn-based ethanol going into SAF, but that's not something that's going to impact us here in 2024.
No. Right?
It's on down the road.
That's so, the point that I wanted to get to. You got there before I did.
Right.
The demand side of the market that's going to pull prices up is still at least half a crop year, at least a crop year and a half out.
Probably. And that's the problem, is that we yeah. could experience some serious pain, not only this year, the 23 crop. We all know most of the producers I talk to are talking about they're not going to make money on corn for 2023. And why? Well, we paid a lot for inputs, and unfortunately, the farmer's sitting on a lot of corn right now. And there's no easy answer. I know people listen to your show every day. They talk to me. They talk to everyone in this industry. What can we do to fix this? And right now, there's just simply not an easy answer here.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, no, you're right. I was going to say the easy answer is let's get that base building for ethanol to jet.
Yep.
But I think that process is underway. It's just that, you know, it's going to take time.
It's going to take time. And I mean, obviously, if someone's listening to this right now, Chip, they're going to want to find one of these booths that's got beer here. Yeah. I mean, you know, this sounds pretty depressing.
Beer
right?
at the National Farmers Union.
Most certainly. Yeah. Yeah. But we made a lot of money in 21 and 22. The general farmer yeah. did. I know not everyone. We had some drought implications out west. But bottom line is the producer made a lot of money in 21 and 22. So there is money in folks' pocket. It's allowed them to be tight-fisted, which hasn't been the best thing for them, unfortunately. But the bottom line is, yes, this stinks right here today. But thank goodness that we're coming into this with a little bit of cash in our pocket. Now, we just have to be cognizant of the fact that the pendulum has swung, and we can't just expect for a rally to bail us out like we've seen the last 2 to 3 years over and over and over.
Okay, we swung too far to the upside. You said that. Here we are at 4.25 in front month corn. That doesn't feel like it's swung too far to the downside yet.
Not yet, unfortunately. You're probably going to have to see a 3 in there somewhere, and I don't like that. You don't like that. But the bottom line, once again, as you know, Chip, is that when the funds are moving, a lot of times they move the markets excessively. You know, and I think that you're going to have to probably run this thing to levels that people say, well, you know what, I'm going to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
And you know that when a lot of folks start throwing in the towel, that's when things start to change.
Yep, absolutely. Another thing that bothers me, and I've mentioned this a few times on the show, is the amount of time that it's taken us to get even to this level, to check off that 4.25.
For sure.
This is a price level that honestly I anticipated we would probably have seen last fall.
Yes.
And because it has taken so long and the funds are so comfortable, wow, we're out of time. The funds are so comfortable on the short side of the market now. It's like I said to Bubba, step number one, let's get them to quit selling. Find something to shut off that selling. We're talking with Matt Bennett. Thanks so much to Great Plains. We are broadcasting live from the National Farm Machinery Show.
To be a farmer is to be an eternal optimist, trusting in the certainty of the seasons. Where launching into new frontiers enables us to find new yields. Commodity Classic is where you'll connect with progressive farmers from around the world, just like you. And together, we'll explore new frontiers in agriculture. Join us in Houston, February 28th through March 2nd, 2024. Houston, we have no problem. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. Where March hard red winter wheat futures were 6¾ cents lower, 587¾. March SRW wheat down 12 cents, 585½. March corn futures were 6½ cents lower at 424¼. May corn dipped 6 cents, 437¼. March soybean futures 15¾ cents lower, 1170½. May beans softened 15½ cents to 1176¼. March cotton 196 points higher, 93.48. On your livestock, April fat cattle $1.10 lower, 184. March feeders 177½ lower, 246.22½. And lean hog futures, the April contract 345 higher at 84.52½. June contract up 207½, 96.77½. TryProFarmer.com.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day. But Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches. And the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip. Glad that you are with us. Big thanks. Big thanks out to Great Plains for making it possible for us to broadcast live from the 2024 National Farm Machinery Show down here in Louisville. We are in the middle of a conversation with Matt Bennett from agmarket.net. Matt, we talked about the old crop corn, and we were, okay, so here we are. We've gotten down through that that 4.25 range. You got the Dease contract still up there at 460, 465. When you see 460, 465, Dease 24 corn, what are your thoughts?
That obviously it's going to be a tough pill to swallow at this point. See, the problem, Chip, is that I think a lot of our acreage decisions, and we've talked about acreage and what intentions might look like, but those acreage decisions were made in the fall. And in the fall, actually, corn was penciling out better than soybeans for, I'd say, most producers in the Corn Belt. And so there was a lot of folks that decided to do everything that they needed to do to put corn in the ground. Yeah. A lot of anhydrous went on, you know, but the unfortunate reality is that whenever you move from 5.25, you know, 465, 60 cents, you know, on a 200 bushel farmer, that's $120 an acre, just like that. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, it puts a farmer in a bit of a tighter spot. So the thing that jumps out at me as we sit here in February, you know, halfway through the month, is that this be the first year in a couple of years where you're not going to insure on the most farms that you're actually going to be able to be profitable this right. year. Even with the most aggressive crop insurance plan, all you're going to insure is, of course, against a disaster.
Right.
And so the crop insurance program is going to be a little different this year. Is it necessary with us still talking about the chance to move down another, what, 60, 80, 90 cents possibly? I mean, yeah. You know, there's some folks throwing out all 370, 380s, sure. You know, as their lower end of the range. Yes, you still need crop insurance. There's no question about it. Right. It's just going to be a little bit different feel, but I want to use that crop insurance with the growers I talk to. I'm sitting here looking at 465 corn. If I think that there's a chance you move down there, you know, I'm going to put something in place, lock in, stop the bleeding for the time being. Maybe it's a put spread where I put the lower end of that put down around $4. Cause if it's a 470 average, which right now I think we're a bit above 470.
Right.
If it's a 470 average, 85% is $4.
Yeah.
And so if I can protect myself to four, insurance will take off over after there.
Yep.
Don't make the assumption that this market's going done going lower. I'm afraid it's going to take more prisoners yet.
Yeah. Yep. 11.55 on November beans. What's your thoughts there?
Well, you've got gaps in the chart that everyone has seen, whatever month it is, folks are saying, can we get back up to this like 1240 type area, right? Where you've got a gap yeah. in the chart. I think there's the possibility that let's say you come in here and you say, hold on a second. This extreme dryness, October, November, December in Brazil actually did more damage than what we thought. If you get that type of rhetoric, yes, this bean market can bounce. We've seen it bounce more than what we thought it should in the past. Let's hope we get something like that again here this year. 11.55, does it jump out at me? Given this year's input costs, actually, most of the producers that I'm working with can still pencil a profit there. Okay. Now, is it a robust profit? I don't think so. You know, you look at some of the things that you and I talked about before the show. Yes, corn penciled better than soybeans in the fall. Right now, beans pencil better than corn, especially in a lot of areas, I would say in the I states, and sometimes to the tune of, according to the experts, and I say experts, some of the university folks, $50 to $100 an acre. So if that's the case, you know, you've got to expect maybe bean acres are going to be fairly large too. There's years we would have given anything for 11.50 beans in the past. I know this doesn't feel like one of them, but could 11.50 look good this fall? Absolutely.
1150 beans ain't what they used to be.
No. No, the problem with it is that we're weaning ourselves off of some extremely profitable time periods.
Right,
so you had 2 years in a row in 21 and 22. And I'd say most producers made more in that 2 year window than they've ever made in their career in a 2 year window.
I would agree.
And so now you're sitting here saying, well, good Lord, Chip, I sold beans a couple of years ago for $16. How can I sell them for $11.50 this year? Right. And you and I talked about that earlier today as well. And I guess the big thing is, what you did 2 years ago doesn't impact you. It's impacting you this year because you're letting it fool yourself into thinking that you deserve getting that same sort of price. And I'm sorry, but this is not 2022.
Yeah, it's not a market of 2 years ago. And frankly, the February supply and demand report that usually is very benign didn't help.
35 million bushels.
I mean, that's a big jump. 35 million to the carryover.
That's a big jump. And the unfortunate reality there, you know, is that now you're starting to talk about, hey, you know what? We're not super tight domestically. We know we're not super tight on the world basis. You know, I don't know, 114, 115 million tons. That's more than what we've seen, but that's, you know, it's plenty of beans. Okay. Yeah. And so the problem as well is that you've got beans coming into the Southeast. Talks of soybean oil coming into California, not from North America either. You know? And so global arbitrage is kind of hurting this bean situation as well. That doesn't mean I'm super bearish. I feel like we're going to find a support value, some support in here somewhere, a value zone, if you will. But the bottom line is that we have enough beans right now, knowing what we know. Let's say Brazil, you take closer to a CONAB number or, you know, talk to Dan Bozzi. I think he's at 145. Let's say he's right. You know, if you take 11 million tons off of the USDA number, you're probably starting to find a story maybe that would at least support you. I'm not saying you drive you wildly higher, but just find some support. And right now we need some support.
Right, right. Thanks for mentioning Dan. He's going to be on the show with me on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Give him a plug.
Yeah. Declining markets, to me, I always describe them one of two ways. The air coming out of a balloon and the thing is just, you know, fizzling. Or the tightening and coiling of a spring.
Mm-hmm.
Which are we doing in the beans right now? Is the air still coming out of the balloon or are we tightening a spring?
Boy, I mean, it feels like the balloon scenario.
It does.
It feels like that to me. I hope it's a spring. I really do. Now, I want to go back to something you said before we went to break. You know, we were talking about this corn situation. And I think whenever you're sitting there, like a pro farmer crop tour time, and you're saying, yes, this crop isn't what we thought, but we still see a 2 billion carry or somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah. What you have to do is you got to go back and look, okay, well, the last time we had a 2 billion carry, what did price action look like? And obviously, those weren't good days. The last time you had a carry over 300 on soybeans was 2019. And that was a completely different price structure leading in. You know, of course, you had COVID going, all kinds of craziness. But bottom line is you got to go back and benchmark yourself. And unfortunately, these prices were not rosy the last time we saw the carries that we currently see. Do I think that this is a cold up spring? Probably not, unless you get a bullish surprise. Once again, I think the only thing that really jumps out at me is when you look at how much rain Brazil had in October, November, December, you've got to think some areas are going to have pretty darn disappointing yields.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's hard to convince the market that you have bad enough weather to impact you after you see what happened in the U.S. in 2020.
Exactly.
You had drought-like conditions, a couple of well-timed rain events, and all of a sudden, all is well.
You know, we went through all of 2023, and what did we hear from almost every combine report? It's better than expected, better than expected. What we need to hear, and I think we are hearing, it's just not happening very loud. We need to hear more of it's worse than expected coming out of Mato Grosso do Sul. I think that story is starting to build.
I agree with you. We're hearing quite a bit of it. The limited amount of folks that I communicate with, they're saying, listen, there's some pretty tough yields down here. It's maybe been hurt a little bit more than what we thought. If we start to hear this, you know, from a variety of growers, you know, and then you maybe you even piggyback on that, you know, that some of the folks that are pointing to the models drying out in Brazil within the next 6 to 8 weeks, you put those two things together, and you know, maybe the limited amount of second crop soybeans, the Safrina crop, maybe they aren't a banger of a crop. And if that's the case, then I think maybe you've staved off an absolute catastrophe for 2024. But if you have big crops out of Brazil on first and second crop, when it's all said and done, it's big enough. I'm very concerned that price action is going to continue to feel the same way that it does today as we sit and talk, for instance, at Farm Progress Show coming up this next, next August.
All right. I know that you are usually relied on to talk about what's going on in the grain markets. I just put a cattle chart on the screen here. Yeah, what do you think?
Love cattle. The thing with cattle is that this, you took $35 out of the fats because the funds puked. I think the funds started talking and saying, you know what, we're looking at cattle on feed and placement numbers September through December that were awfully large, right? At a time you had a 65-year low last year, you know, that was reported for the total herd inventory this year, you're talking 73-year low. Why? Because cattle on feed and placements were very high. Now you're looking at this year an abnormally low number because that was an abnormally high number. I don't think any fund wants to go into that sort of time period. I'm talking third and fourth quarter. You get into those time levels and I could see placements and cattle on feed in the very low 90s. And if that happens, I don't want to be short there. Nobody else does either.
You know, it's still a supply side story in this cattle market, but it's got a positive demand story to go along with it, just with the resiliency of the U.S. consumer, Matt.
For sure. And what I've been saying is if you can keep the equities markets intact and the economy feels good to us, obviously this is a presidential year, election year. So that should bode well for consumer sentiment. There's a lot of things you're going to throw at this thing to make us all feel good, right? And with that being the case, I think this could be the type of year where three or four things come together on the cattle market. Maybe you get that magical trade over 200. We tried this last year.
Yeah, we did. What, 196?
But as a cattle producer, don't wait on that.
No.
We get in the 190s again. I want to start doing a little risk management.
Build floors, baby.
Absolutely.
Build floors.
I couldn't agree more.
Dude, thank you so much for coming down here and having a conversation with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. We are live at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Big thank you to Great Plains. Coming up next, conversation with Tony Whisker from Great Plains here on AgriTalk.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
This February, every plate is sharing the love with $1 steaks every week and meals starting at only $1.49. You do a lot, so let every plate take care of the meal planning and the groceries. You'll get fresh ingredients and foolproof recipes delivered right to your door. Plus, get 10 ounces of juicy ranch steak for just $1 in your weekly box. Get started with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. That's two $1 steaks per week for new subscribers while active. Everyplate.com, code MSJ49.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save on bulk purchases of select insulation from trusted brands like Green Fiber. And there's more. Save 10% when you buy six or more select interior pre-hung and slab doors. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your max potential starts here with the newly expanded Turbo Max family from Great Plains. Designed for true vertical tillage performance, Turbo Max will help you unlock all of the agronomic benefits vertical tillage has to offer and boost yield potential on every acre. Plus, our new narrow transport model gives you even greater field-to-field maneuverability. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Holy mackerel, Davis. I tell you what, after that conversation with, we need a little bit better news. Should we just take the next segment and talk about Cyclone men's basketball? Could we do that?
I mean, I know you could do a terrific monologue.
Yeah, I could.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not? Let's set it up.
We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show. We need to talk machinery. And big thank you to Great Plains for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from NFMS. And with that in mind, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Tony Whisker, Great Plains Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Tony, it's good to see you again, man. How are you?
Doing great, Chip. Good to be here.
Good.
And I would love to talk some NCAA basketball, but I think we need to talk about equipment today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the conversation that we had with Steve at the start of the show, we were talking about how sustainability and the whole story has been part of the Great Plains history, and it will be part of Great Plains' future going forward as well. But we're still talking about tillage equipment. How does that all work together?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had the Harvest Starts Here tagline for a long time. And that really goes back to soil health and the sustainability message. Maybe we didn't use the same words and same language years ago, but it was all about soil health and being productive for the user and maximizing his yield. And you know, nowadays in the tillage world, we still got the best vertical tillage solution out there. Yeah. And we're doing some things this year to just to add to that product line.
Okay. And let's talk about what's new to the product line.
Sure. In the tillage segment, we've here at the show, we've introduced two new products, our BT1110 and our HT1110.
Okay.
So, you know, for those that are real familiar with our product lines, they're going to sound very much like something we've already got.
Yeah.
And it should. It's very much like our VT1100 Turbo Max and our HT1100 Terra Max. But that those last two digits, that 10, indicate that it's our narrow transport models.
Okay.
So as you know, suburban sprawl is taking over some of our farm ground and making it more complicated for some of our guys to get around. And other parts of the country where roads are just narrow, things are a little bit tougher to get to. This is a solution for them. They still need the agronomics. They still need that soil health solution that we offer across the board. But now that VT1110, true vertical tillage, still same turbo blades as our Turbo Max, same options for finishing, same rolling baskets, you know, same performance in the field.
The adjustable gangs on it and everything.
0 to 6 degrees, adjustable gangs. It's all there. It's just a narrow transport under 12 feet.
Yeah.
Get it down the road a little better than the full size. So these narrow transports they're not available across the full line, but in that 20 foot and 25 foot sizes.
Yep.
You've got that in the BT1110.
Okay.
And HT1110, same thing.
Okay.
20 feet, 25 feet, and it's going to transport below 12.
Wow.
And that Terramax, the same slight concavity to that blade, a little more gang angle, going to move a little more dirt horizontally, get you maybe a little more weed cut out, cover a little more residue, but same performance as the Terramax.
Okay. As long as we're talking about that narrow transport, talk to me about the BD7410 box drill.
Yeah, it kind of happened as coincidence. This farm show, we ended up on a narrow transport theme because besides the tillage guys working on this new product, the drill guys have come out with a narrow transport product as well. And our BD7410 is a 13 foot end wheel drill. But it's got a transport axle on it that will allow the drill to pick up and turn endwise, and it'll go down the road at less than 10 feet.
Oh, goodness.
So 9.5 feet, it'll get down the road and then get through the gates, you know, get around the corner and then get into the field and fold back out to that 13 foot. And this BD drill, it's built on its big brother platform of the BD7600. It's kind of our flagship drill, our big folding drill, 26 up to 50 feet. This 13 foot BD7410 shares a box with the larger ones.
Yep.
It shares the seed meter. So the versatility in that seed meter to plant wheat, your traditional drilling crop, but also a soybean or even large beans or small seeds, alfalfa.
Wow.
That 1 meter will feed and meter it accurately, no matter what the crop is.
Gotcha. We only got about 30 seconds left here, but last year when we talked about the Foreground by Bayer partnership. How's that going?
That's been a great partnership for us, and we're going to continue to grow with it. We do have some specials on their website for drills, and then we're also doing some agronomic research with them to see how vertical tillage and other practices can continue to help that soil health and those carbon markets. And
it's all very impressive, Tony. Again, thank you so much for having us down here. We sure appreciate it.
Glad you could come again.
You bet. All right. That is Tony Whisker, Great Plains Vice President and of Sales of and Marketing at Great Plains. Davis, we are wrapping up our first day of coverage down here at the National Farm Machinery Show.
Sounds like you're having a great time.
We are. We are. You know, I do have to let everybody know, thanks to Big Apple Joe Stackler, I did get my catfish dinner.
Oh, good work, Big Apple.
Something I'm always chasing. Yeah. National Weather Service, 6 to 10 day outlook for February 20th through the 24th. The above normal temperatures are back, people. Yep, near normal to above normal precipitation as well. Thank you so much for listening. Come back tomorrow morning. We'll be at Case right here at the National Farm Machinery Show.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.